Oh, it's big. I think every day I'm back, it means a lot to me. And I'm glad to be out there with my brothers, put my helmet back on, and get back in the swing of things.
How much will you do right away?
I think today might be a light day, a little bit lighter than usual. So probably not that much, I don't think, for anybody, but I plan on taking a lot of mental reps, doing the most I could do mentally from the outside, I guess, looking at.
How's the quad feeling?
Oh, it was great. Quad's great. Best it's felt in a long time.
Is there any chance you play the game first?
I'm not sure. Something you got to ask Coach Jackson, somebody else, but I'm not sure.
Josh, I'm just seeing you know, sort of pregame the other night, talking to Jimmy Haslam, goofing around with the other receivers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You just look really happy. Can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, you know, something I haven't really felt in a long time. And once you get that type of feeling, that type of vibe and environment, being around happy people, it kind of just rubs off on you. And I missed it. And being back in it, I love it. And I try to take full advantage of it. And I'm glad to be back. And that's probably what you saw there.
Are you sort of, taking it all in a way that you didn't before, and maybe appreciating? Things that you might not have appreciated before?
I think definitely. Especially even in the preseason. A lot of guys don't take that seriously, but every opportunity to get out there, show what you could do, hurt or not, I think it means a lot, and guys should take it seriously, and I definitely do take it seriously, and I'd like to have fun while I'm here.
Hey, Josh, all your teammates saying you're doing all the right things and going above and beyond. For you, what does that mean? Like, what have you been doing? Because we haven't seen you out of the field, so away from the field.
Away from the field, I mean, like I said, it's a lot of mental reps, really in meetings, taking a lot more notes, trying to pick up the offense a lot quicker compared to other guys that's been here. They've been here a long time. So I got a lot of room to close that gap and pick up and hopefully play very soon. So it takes a lot of effort, and I think that's what I need to do. And I think it's good that I create the habit. So.
Josh, Coach Bryles, when he was here, brought up your weight. Where are you at? What do you have to get to?
Oh, man, I'm not sure where I'm at right now. I haven't weighed in. But there really isn't a number. Nobody really gave me a number. I kind of set an own goal in my head of what I used to play at. But I feel just as strong, just as fast as I ever felt before, if not stronger, if not faster. So we'll see how my production is, and we'll go from there once they evaluate and get some stuff on film. And at least I'll be able to tell how I feel once I get out there.
You think you'll naturally just lose weight by being more active now on the field?
Yeah, definitely. When your leg is hurt, you can't really move around. Being back out there will definitely help that. You sweat a lot, get everything out, and it'll help increase the metabolism. Yeah.
You said you thought you already lost weight since you've been back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was getting work in off the field and in treatment, workouts on my own and workout with the team a lot more than I was used to. So, yeah, I've been definitely toning up.
What's the difference in your attitude and approach coming back this time around versus maybe 2014 when you came back from the 10-game suspension? Are you approaching it any differently, same way?
Man, that was such a long time ago. I really didn't even tell you, but I know right here in 2016, I'm excited to be back. These guys are great. This opportunity we have here, it's like nothing I've felt before or seen before. And I really want to be a part of it. And I think just like Ms. Cabot was saying, just being happy around it, everybody feels differently. And you feel more enthusiastic about coming to work when guys are ready to commit themselves to win. And I think it rubs off on everybody. And I think that's just what the culture needs to be here. And I really bought into it. And I think the rest of the guys have.
Josh, when you came here originally in 2012, I think it was, you hadn't played in 2 years of college. And it's kind of similar now. I mean, are circumstances different, or is it unreasonable to expect you to make a quick transition to what you were?
That was definitely a while ago. Circumstances different. Coming into the league, I didn't know what I was getting into. But now having experience and already playing, aware of how fast the game is and how physical it is, what to expect going in, I think I'm more aware, which definitely helps. I think anybody will help in this game having experience. And so I use that as my advantage and help coach up the rest of the players and the rest of the wide receivers, whoever wants help, give them tips, But I think I pick up pretty quickly helping.
Josh, did you ever have any moments when you were going through this where you weren't sure if you'd be back out on this practice field again?
Most definitely. You never really know. The decision ultimately was not up to me. But you never really know. But I was hoping for the best, and I was blessed and given the opportunity to come back out here, and I'm grateful for it.
When Hugh and Sashi sat down with you after you were reinstated and just kind of laid things out, what was your message to them?
Oh, really? I was just, I was really happy and glad that they were there for me, and they made it clear to me that they'll do everything for me to succeed here, as well for the rest of the players. And I think we got the point across that we need each other just as much as the other. And relying on that could help take us a long way. At least for me individually, I know it helps me for me to look and lean on them. If anything goes wrong, I'll call Coach Jackson, I'll call Mr. Brown, and they'll be there for me no matter what. And I really just think that sense of needing someone and having somebody actually there to help support you is great.
Josh, can you talk about, you already had a very good close relationship with RG. You're developing one more so even with Corey. You've got a good friend here in Joe Hayden, and you and TP are really close. Can you just talk about the camaraderie, the friendship that you have here, and how is that helping you assimilate back into the team?
With Robert specifically?
Robert.
With everybody?
Yeah, with everybody.
It's great, honestly. I've been, the year I was suspended, I got to train with TP last year, his first year at receiver. In North Carolina, we're working out. So we built that bond a long time ago. A lot of people didn't know that. We grew very close. And Robert, we go back a long time. And I think that'll be one of my best friends for the rest of my life. I couldn't say enough about that guy. Since we both came in the league together, he's treated me, like he would treat anybody, just as good. And Corey, he's a young guy. I've watched him growing up, going back to Baylor, looking at some games, just being helpful where I could be helpful towards him. But I really think even more so outside of the Baylor guys and the guys that I know just personally, everybody's really like family here. It's like I said, it's a different atmosphere than what I was used to here and what it felt like. The guys are really close for some reason, and I think it's great, and I think we could definitely benefit from that.
Josh, it feels like when we talk to all of your teammates, they all are willing to welcome you back and saying great stuff about you. Did you have any doubt that you'd be welcome back?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't really sure how to, how the mood would be for me being back. But like I said, I think it's just the environment and what they're trying to do here and lead this organization in a new direction. Negative energy is just not what we're trying to put out there. The guys already knew that, and I felt it once I got in there, and I was like, it feels great. They're welcoming me back. It feels like home. And we're not looking back. They're not looking at my past. I'm not trying to look back towards that, and we're just ready to move forward. And I'm grateful for them. I'm definitely happy.
Josh, speaking of your training, I know a lot of your time off, you were training out of Exos, and then you kind of come back here, and you have the quads, so you got to start training again. What did you kind of learn about your own body and football shape and everything? Because it seems like a lot of your time away was spent, you were just out there training. What did you learn throughout that period about yourself?
Really just trying to be as ready as I could be to come here and get game ready as close as I can to playing in the game and not really trying to fall too far behind, if you will. But I was trying to prepare myself mentally, physically as much as I could, but nothing could compare as coming out here and working this hard, exerting that much energy. So I was really just trying not to fall off too far.
Josh, can you talk about the natural chemistry that you had with RG3 when you two guys were at Baylor and how fun it was to go and kind of light it up there together and how much you're looking forward to doing that again?
I think Coach Browse really just let us have fun. He helped accentuate Robert's gifts and his talent. That was a deep ball, and that's what he really perfected. And I think he helped me with my game and learning how to run a deep route. And we really just had fun out there because that's just something we know how to do. He knows how to do it. I know how to do it for a long time. And coming here, they're letting Robert come into his own the same way. And I think it's good for him. He feels no restrictions, I believe. And they're working with him, and I think he's doing a great job, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
I mean, obviously, working out without playing is different than getting out there playing and getting back in the grind. Are you at all concerned about what's going to happen with your body once you get back in the full-time grind?
Not necessarily, no. I feel as though if I take care of everything beforehand, prehabbing everything before it gets to any point, feeling tight or something like that, I'm doing as much work as I can in the training room to come out here and perform every day of practice as well as the game, and I'm taking as much time as possible doing that. And getting older is just something that you have to pay attention to, and having the injury that I had coming in, it's something that you really shouldn't take lightly, you know, because it definitely hurts when you get hurt, not only the team, but set yourself back too, so I'm on top of that.
Do you ever wonder if you're still the same player that went out and was able to get 16, 46 yards?
Well, I'm the same guy. I'm definitely the same guy. I'm confident in my abilities. I know what I could do. I'm just given opportunity and the right timing, right position, and the rest of the team, relying on the rest of the team as much as they rely on me, it's a great boost of motivation. And I think anything is possible for anybody. But I definitely am aware of what I could do, and I think I could build upon that and do even better.